from the great halls of their house, there are assembled three who hope to one day be the world's greatest driving heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe comes our team captain, the Vision, Bill Fisher, and their soon-to-be Wonder Woman, Vicky Fisher, and our Captain Marvel and head flight trainee, Jennifer Scripchunk. Their mission, to fight injustice, share what is right and wrong, to get you out of your house and come out racing with them and serve all mankind. They are the Garage Heroes in Training Team.
Welcome to the Garage Heroes in Training Podcast. I'm going to be one of the hosts for this episode. We've got a big one. It's a post-race. Who else is here?
I'm Vicky.
I'm Audra.
I'm Max.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Larry.
That's right.
And I'm Larry.
sometimes known as Norm, depends on the show.
You and crew extraordinaire, I prefer.
There you go.
Larry,
that's,
and
right. That's right. Pittsburgh, pit race, post-race. Part two, the slippery slopers. How'd it go for you guys?
So first race of the season for you guys, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it went really smooth. The car performed well. We had a guest driver with us. He performed well. I think we all did pretty good. We only had a couple of, our guest driver had a black flag, but the rest of us self-reported for a couple of things. Bill and I greatly improved our times over the course of the 2 days. And we finished off 26 out of 104.
Oh, wow.
So we're really happy.
What group were you in?
A.
We were 13th in A, right? And 26th overall.
Wow. Impressive.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
You know, all the BMW jokes. See, this is karma. You make all the jokes about the BMW, it comes back to haunt you.
What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? I don't know what you're talking. You're speaking some language. I'm not sure what it is, but maybe it'll come in soon. It's fine. I never pick on BMWs. We have two of them.
Yeah.
So I think it was, have any of you been to pit race? And I don't think any of you have driven the pit race.
No, first time for everyone.
Okay, cool. So what did you guys think? It's kind of one of our faves.
I loved it.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a bit of a challenge to learn all in one bite though. But
what was your best part about the pit? What'd you like the most? Pit race.
The facilities are really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And were we in a brand new garage or a year or so old?
No, that's been there since before we started.
It was really nice.
Yeah, they take care of it pretty well. Did you guys have like a favorite section of the track or favorite turns or anything?
Favorite section of the track? I like probably from like turn 5 to 17.
The whole back half.
I'll just take you know,
anything
the
but the blend line, he was fine.
Not a fan of turn one, I guess. Okay, all right.
Well, I mean, if I had to pick a favorite section, that's what I would pick.
Yeah,
I enjoy the entire track, definitely. Yeah. And maybe I just felt the most comfortable in that section, or felt like I, you know what I mean? I don't know. That would be what I would pick if I had to
pick. It flows really well when you do it right.
Yeah.
That whole back section.
And it tells you when you do it wrong.
I like the S's, like starting at, what was it?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Seven,
yeah,
three.
Those are great.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
I hit it a couple of times. I was by myself and it just flows and it's great. You just like fly through it.
Yeah. It's like a weight transfer school. Yeah. It's great.
It's kind of like a giant slalom.
Yeah.
I was going to say it's your autocross slalom just in without any cones.
Expanded form. Mm.
Exactly. What about you, Bill? Your first time there? Any part of the track that suits your fancy?
I like going down the back straight. That was fun.
Yeah, the back almost straight, right?
Back almost straight. And I came close to the edge once. Someone almost bumped me off.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, this was one of those weather weekends where if you go off, you're staying off because it's wet.
Yeah, and I protected the inside corner on the end.
That's a good plan. That's you know, if you can eliminate the potential for somebody else's problem to become your problem, it's always well done. Larry, you're the Chew and Crew extraordinaire. You're the resident photographer, videographer, and if you weren't there, we probably wouldn't have any pictures. Did you get to go around the track, or did you kind of stay paddock bound? Or
I was in the paddock around the track a little bit. I have to say, I mean, I love the facility and everything. It really is as nice as it was, you know, built up to be. But even the track itself, when I was watching it, and we get really lucky with some good weather on Saturday and Sunday, minus the fact the grass was still soaking wet, and people, if you didn't stay on the tarmac, everybody knew about it for the most part. But I thought the track on Friday, when it was, you know, raining, you know, pretty steadily all day, really held up well. I mean, I was watching the cars go around on different sections of the track, and you know, from a drainage perspective, I mean, that's probably the best one we've seen of the, you know, the four that we've been on now. I don't know what the rest of you feel, but I was impressed by that when I watched that on Friday.
Yeah, it can handle the rain pretty well. There's a couple places where you'll get a little stream if it's like heavy, but you know, otherwise it's really pretty. So it's one of the prettier tracks, and we've had a good time there. So
how did you guys manage with the weather?
Well, we got wet.
Yeah. So you guys use your car trailer as your sleeping quarters. How did that go?
It was good. The heating situation was worked out. And the proximity to the garage over on the side was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And the bathrooms were close by for that. So it was a pretty good camp set up for a few days.
How about the wind? How did you guys deal with the wind?
The wind was pretty brutal at night trying to sleep. The whole trailer was rocking around like, you know, blowing in the wind pretty severely. That was
a little disconcerting.
Yeah, that was kind of intense. So it made for, you know, a couple rough nights sleep-wise. Mm-hmm. But
we had the same situation.
It's like,
right.
You know, it was kind of weird. We were a little isolated from everybody, but we were so close to the garage, and it was like 2 feet to the showers, and there were no other women up there. So I had that shower area to myself the whole
time. You had the optimal camping position.
Yeah, pretty cool. It worked out really well.
Yeah.
And the showers at Pit Race are fantastic.
They really are.
Yeah.
The hottest showers ever.
Yeah, I would totally like to camp there again. Like, I would do that again. If we were in that garage.
Yeah.
We were kind of like the crow's nest. We were up on top too, which, you know, it seems like you wouldn't want to walk up, but it was really nice up there. You could see everything, and
yeah,
it made the wind worse, but it was a really good spot. I'm very thankful that we had that garage. So, you know,
yeah, it was great.
That was nice.
A spot.
Yeah, not having a garage on Friday was not going to be fun.
Oof.
No. Oh my God. I remember looking over at a bunch of guys, and they were just standing around a table in the rain having a beer. They were just out in their rain gear, and I'm like, that's commitment right there to the weekend. But you know that if anything wasn't nailed down, it was gone.
Yeah.
No fun at all. So you guys,
Sunday were really good weather, though.
Yeah,
they windy, were. But the sun was really nice.
Yeah, much better. So you guys went out Friday practice, I remember, because you guys hadn't been to the track, and it's probably a good plan. How did practice day go?
Pretty good. We got everybody in the car for a session. So, you know, everyone got to get a little bit more familiarize themselves with the track.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said at the driver's meeting that the track does really well in the rain. And I found that was actually true. There was some grip out there, even though it was pouring pretty hard at times.
It's a pretty good track for wet, but it's a little tough on your tires. I don't know if you guys saw a lot of tire wear, but it'll wear them down pretty quick.
Yeah, we saw a lot of tire wear. Yeah.
When we get to the bad and the ugly, we'll talk about that.
Oh yeah.
Well, you guys saw the pair that we had, so. The bar is pretty high for having bad tire days.
The flat spot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
We didn't have that, but yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. We'll let Brad do what Brad does. It's fine. So how do you guys feel comfort wise on the track after, you know, the full weekend? Do you guys feel like you got it down, or is there still some spots that are tricky for you, or, you know?
I feel like I could probably, like, if I were to go back, I would try to carry a lot more speed in turn one.
Mm-hmm.
Probably overslowing a lot there. But also, you know, better to overslow than not. So
yeah, the line's pretty sharp there, because you're going pretty good too.
I don't know. I really enjoyed it. It was that I think one would I would be the area I would try to focus on the most
mm-hmm.
next time.
What about you, Mr. Bill? How are you feeling on the track?
I got the beginning and the end, and the middle's kind of fuzzy for me.
That's all right. It's a lot of track. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You just keep going. All of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm done. Oh, no, I'm not. It's over there. So that's fine. What about you, Miss Audra? The biggest all-star cross track you've driven so far?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, someone I know sent me some videos from their win at Pit Race. And I didn't have a chance to watch it while we were there. I watched it when we got home, which, you know, was really useful. But
that's what I should have done.
It would have been nice to watch the video like mid-event and take some tips from that.
Yeah, I was a little bummed with the weather because we didn't ever get to do the track walk. And the track walk there is pretty fun. Mm-hmm. It takes a while, though. But
those elevation changes are pretty fun. Like,
yeah. Right?
Yeah.
How are you guys in the bowl?
What, five?
Five, yeah. Six, yeah.
I enjoy that section a lot. That approach is pretty cool because you feel mm-hmm. like you're just like, what's the elevation drop there? How many feet is that?
I can look it up.
It's pretty substantial.
It is. So it's a few hundred feet for sure.
Yeah, like getting the braking done like a little earlier than you might think, or at least to me, seemed to be very helpful. So then you could get onto that. If there was no one else around or enough room, then you could get onto the inside curb and then try to, you know, maintain your sort of a good angle and, you know, destroy your tires, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun there. And did anybody blow five and six and then realize what they were getting into after?
I overcooked that.
No, I don't think I really had any problems there. I mean, there were a lot of situations in heavy traffic going through there that just sort of made everything really slow going because of having to slow down substantially. And then, you know, just like climbing up the hill felt like
speed. Right. But
one was doing that too. So you're in a big pack. So that's just what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I did see a lot of people overcook it there, you know, and lock up and almost go into the grass or go into the grass. And, you know, it was pretty entertaining.
Yeah. Nothing like 16, but yeah.
Yeah. So what was the most troubled part of the track that you saw out there?
Definitely 16 to 17. I think that's where I saw the most people.
Is that where the hairpin is?
No, that's coming into the hairpin.
Great. Okay.
I think they just like there's that little kink coming in, and then you can overcook it. And if you track out too far, you're in the grass, and it was mud.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there a lot of tracks in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And there was the start on Saturday when a lot of people were going off there and then pulling all kinds of mud and debris onto the track. So that whole left area of the track was like, you know, a puddle of mud kind of thing and, mm-hmm. and getting picked up onto the windshield. And it was really, it was pretty messy, which made it more exciting, though.
Yeah, I get the flag for the first time. So, you know, there was that.
Oh, yeah, the stripes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody... I do know that area, is that where also that little kink that's out there
mm-hmm.
Is usually where there's a water channel?
It can be.
I know it wasn't raining, but I'm quite sure that probably people had gone off the day before on top of it. Yeah.
There's a little bit of a lake over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had, I was standing by where the green flag was at start finish. And one car came in after getting a black flag on the second pace lap. So I knew it wasn't quite dry out there yet, but you know.
Even, I mean, what surprised me too is we were under a double yellow for a while on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people like come around and now there's another person in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
Like how we were under a double yellow. What are you doing?
They were weaving to warm their tires, you know.
They get so excited when that flag is lifted, and next thing you know, somebody's going off again.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people off at 3 also.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Audra, the key to winning an endurance race is that first lap on Sunday, though.
That's when it's won, yeah.
That's the only one that matters.
I think we were double yellow before we finished that.
Yeah, probably.
Someone's strategy.
So the downforce of your rear wing was sufficient for the conditions?
It seemed to work out pretty good, yeah.
Well, we didn't find a bigger snowboard, so it is what it is.
Yeah. Not going to be much bigger. Not going to be much bigger at all.
Maybe we should go with surfboards next time.
Yeah, I mean, we can play with the angle of attack, too. So.
Well, plus, it would be better for August.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So have the speedo all lined up.
Exactly. So one thing we didn't cover, well,
laughing,
just in case.
Ollie, but you know you have one, too.
Yeah.
So we didn't cover your car, just in case people aren't playing the home game and don't have notes. What do we have, Max?
1991 BMW 535i.
E34 for the home game players. See, I know I pay attention to you, Max.
Yep. Yes, their team is the one that has, it is the snow winter theme car, Slippery Slopes. Yeah. And why is it called Slippery Slopes, guys?
Well, because it's a slippery slope that got us here.
it was centered around money, wasn't it? And then
pretty much.
He had two roll bars, and all of a sudden it was skiing, you know.
So that's the thing. The roll cage had to be modified. And when Max put the bars up over the roof, it mm-hmm. looked like ski racks. And that's, you know. Got a couple of laughs, and boom, a theme was born.
There you go. And we all know that racing can be a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take much once Audra got done doing her her hero lap at Thompson that first week.
Yep. She was all in.
All yep. in.
Sucked another one in.
What was her phrase, Miss Vicky?
It was terrible. It was awful. It was terrible, awful. It was scary. It was the best time I ever had.
That's a direct quote from the Yikes Peak Escudon guys.
Yeah.
Josh Fuller. He said that, and he described it very aptly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And look what it got you now.
Mm-hmm.
You drive around in a snowmobile, sort of. Whatever. It works. That's fine. So I know pit race isn't the closest for you guys. Is it worth the trip, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
How many hours did it take for you guys to get there?
10.
10? Was it a straight run or did you stop?
We had to stop.
Yeah.
I think mine said 12.
Oh, was it 12?
I had to go another hour, but yeah. It was a long way.
Yeah. We did have to make a couple of stops to put stuff in and take stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always that. There's that one little section of Pennsylvania where it's like a desert as far as food goes, though. So that's the key. You got to make sure you eat either before or after, because you don't want to get hungry in the middle of that. It's
mm-hmm.
it's pretty sparse.
And the weather getting out of pit was terrible. Did you guys hit the storm on the way home?
The lightning was the most incredible lightning I've ever seen. And
right? It went sideways across the sky.
So cool.
We got out of the track pretty early and hit the road, and it was really nice for a while, and then it wasn't. But did the storm come to the track? Like eventually, how long were you guys there?
I was on the road probably just around the time when you guys left. I left shortly after. Actually, after awards, I was done. I was out the door, and you saw it rolling in. It was crazy. It was like a tunnel, not a tunnel, but it was almost like a barrel rolling to you, like a really long barrel. And then you could just see the stuff dumping miles away, just torrential, you know, at least 3 miles out. And you're just like, oh, we are so going to get hit. That's all I kept thinking. Later,
there was hail.
Yeah.
Coming down, right? Bill, you.
Yeah.
Milton did a couple of quick maneuvers in his car to get it underneath a canopy because it was coming down hard. So
wow.
Then I left it there for a while and I was so tired. I said, okay, it's over. Went down and moved the car out to a parking spot, got upstairs and hear this rattling.
Mm-hmm.
Out and there's more hail hitting my car.
Wow. Yeah, I just kind of figured I dropped down to 40 miles an hour going home and I just figured I am still moving forward and I didn't want to stop.
Yeah, drone and Duras race going.
Yeah. That's right.
Indeed. So car came out okay? Everything's good?
Yeah.
We burnt through some tires. That's about it.
That's not bad. That's a
win. You guys ran a clean race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So where does pit race now rank for you guys? Is it one of your best, you know, kind of middle? What are you thinking?
I'd say that's in my top three.
Nice.
Or like favorite tracks, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it's right up there. I mean, that it's fantastic.
Yeah. What about you, Mr. Bill?
It's my favorite so far.
Nice. All right, cool. That's good. Larry, did you find any good places for photos or did you kind of stay paddock bound?
I found some good places around. I took some photos and some videos and things like that. I tried to stay close by just, you know, trying to be part of the team and stay accessible and whatnot. But it really is set up well. And there's a few different places even I could get to do it. Some of it was quite a walk away. I think I'm going to bring a bicycle if I'm ever lucky enough to go back there again.
Because... You need a paddock bike.
Yeah. A little lemon peel or something, you know?
Yeah.
Something.
You see Larry on a scooter.
Yeah, it's a Kodak moment, that's for sure.
That's right.
That'll work.
Yeah, if anything, if you need a pit bike or any kind of contraption, that's the place for it, for sure.
I agree. Yeah. I saw some creative ones too.
Did you see that one the Three Pedal Mafia had?
That's what I was
like
thinking.
A suitcase.
It was like a box, with two wheels and a handlebar, and it was electric, I believe.
Yeah, it was a Moto Compact, I think they are, and they're originally for a Honda. And they just Honda just released the new version of it, the Compact, and it fits right in the back of like a compact car.
Well, that's the intriguing part, right, for this. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you'll get any type of bicycle, even, you know, a pedal bike or whatever, it's just too big, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of walking.
Especially if you don't bring the key to the Vespa.
Oh, I know.
I was going to save that because that was like...
That was
like
sad.
That's just like being teased. There's a Vespa right there. It's all decorated and it was looking good and couldn't even get the wheel straight, let alone start it, you know? So
so sad. We had a rough time.
Yeah, we didn't quite pull it off this week. That's okay. So, you know, let's do the good, bad, the ugly. What are you guys thinking for the weekend? How'd it go?
The good was,
I thought it was really good. I mean, I would, you know, this as a team, we're coming together and we talked about, the good, the first time we were on last time after Thompson, I believe it was the first time we hot pitted, you know, and our big aha is, you know, maybe we should clean the window once in a while so they can see where they're going. It wasn't part of our, we had everything else figured out except that. And this time, you know, on day two, I mean, the last three hot pits were all under 5 minutes, which
was nice
for us. Pretty fantastic. And it went smoothly. It went well. And by then, you know, after day one, when we had a little tire issue, we had looking at the tires to make sure, you know, our tires were wearing evenly and whatnot. But, you know, the course appropriately did a number on the tires, and you know, it's just something that we didn't really check. It just hadn't happened, you know, in the other three other races that we were lucky enough to do. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was really good the way that went. We worked well as a team. We were communicating with each other, and I don't know. I hope the team agrees, but I thought that was something to really be proud of. It went well.
Any bad or low light?
Oh, we got that too.
The weather on the way up there was kind of sucky.
Yeah.
Ah,
and, for sure.
Someone put a tree in the road.
Oh, no.
I came around the corner. I go, that's an awful big speed bump. And I slowed down. And then I realized it was a 14-inch around tree crossed over the road.
Oh.
I barely missed it.
You have to imagine, too, you know, if I could, Bill, just, you know, we're 10 hours into a 10-hour and 3-minute trip. We're less than 2 miles from the track.
Right.
And we're both, in a matter of a second, we both had the same thought. Oh, it's a speed bump. Damn, that's a big speed bump. Oh, no, there's Antlers. No, that's a bridge. Oh, my God. It was just like,
oh, my gosh.
It took the guardrail out. That's how heavy it was, which says a lot, really, when you think about it. You know, it just flattened the guardrail down to the ground. I have a picture of it, but Bill did a great job. You know, he was on the brakes early and often until the dang thing stopped, and we didn't miss it.
Oh, wow.
But he stopped it, so.
We turned around, but a truck with a trailer came by us, and I wonder how they turned around, because it wasn't that wide there.
No, I can imagine that not being any fun. I hate backing up with my trailer.
So I think we went by with the trailer, and the truck went by that same tree that it had started to fall. Like, it was, like, approaching the road. Yeah. When we went by, it was like in the breakdown lane area.
Yeah, but it had.
So it must have like just happened, like not that, because we weren't that far apart.
Right? Were you going really fast when you went by? Maybe you kind of like just
maybe
took
it was
with
the wind.
He released a turtle shell when he went by. What about you guys, Max, Audra, good, bad?
Well, I agree with Larry that the teamwork and, you know, really locking down our hot pit situation.
Yeah, pits were really good.
Really, really well. Plus, Max drilled out the flap for the gas and put on bigger hose, so it was a lot faster.
Yeah,
that was really awesome.
That was huge.
Huge improvement.
That does make a difference.
It does. Any good stories from the weekend? Anything you saw? Anything you guys did? Can we make fun of Ryan? You know, whatever.
Yeah. Ryan did really well. He fit in well with the team. He was spot on. You know, no issues. He was a good driver and a good teammate.
Was that his second or third time racing with you guys?
That was his
first.
Yeah, first time with us. Yeah.
Okay.
Second Lemons event.
Yes.
The one funny story was he has his two little girls there, and they were super cute.
So yeah.
After I had my mud incident, and it's covered in mud, and Max just like randomly just kind of gave it a little kick, you know, and the little girl looked at him and she just gave it a little kick, and it was hilarious.
Yeah, I gave them all the stickers.
No, Ryan and his family were a treat. In fact, I have to say the last day, the last pit stop, his family was watching us over the fence. And Dale, everybody kind of knows Dale, I guess, if you've been in Lemons, came over and said, turn around and wave to your family. We're in the middle of trying to do the pit thing.
That's right.
And Ryan turned around and gave him a big wave. And it was really nice. It was a treat to be with them. So
awesome. Fantastic. Did you guys see any new cars or any exciting cars or themes or anything out there?
I like the go ahead, Audra.
No, go ahead.
Now, I just like the student driver car only because it was a Prelude, and the first new car I ever scrimped and saved to buy was a Prelude. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool to see. It was so close, and I think that was the car Alan was driving, the student driver car.
Yeah.
It was decorated well, and it I don't know, it just was really good to see that car. I just remember, I have like really fond memories. I mean, to this day, it could still have the best shifting manual, you know, ever made. I mean, just so smooth and everything, but it was really cool to see that car out there and zipping along, and it did pretty well too.
Excellent. Anybody else?
Ran into some, you know, random New England autocrossers, which was kind of neat.
Really?
Yeah. You don't expect to see too many people from home, you know, out that far, and we did, which was kind of cool.
Kind of fun. Do you know what they were driving?
MR2.
The MR2 that was next to us.
Oh, the red one?
Yeah, right in line in the garage. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
This is even more random, right?
Right.
That's so cool.
That was good. I mean,
Your car was great too. Obviously, the whole Maverick theme and whatnot was phenomenal.
Hilarious. That was great.
I like the NOSHA team, the OSHA, the NOSHA, where they mm-hmm.
kill right.
themselves. That just cracked me up, maybe just from being in, you know, the corporate world for so long and whatnot. But I thought they did a really nice job with that team. That was really good.
There were a lot of good themes that were out there.
Yeah.
My, I finally got to see some of your videos today, and Vicky, you were hilarious.
The dance?
Oh, she had the batons and everything. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one of you dancing in the hot pits. That was great.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I got three of those. Two of them are the same because I couldn't figure out which song went better with her dance moves. But
yeah.
Who was the driver that played the chicken for you at the funeral?
That was Eric.
Oh my god! I didn't get to be there to see it, but watching the video, I was on the floor.
It was funny. We've got two videos of it, and in both of them, we've got different people who are barely holding it together, like they're going to break. It's like Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, yeah. We lost the. We got to take the head off the car. Something went on. You know, it's. We were just talking about it on the last podcast. That it was a freshly machined engine, and we're trying to figure. Well, yeah. So it's a newly rebuilt engine that's only been to 2.5 races. So I am curious to see what happened. So I have to take the head off and figure it out.
We have suspicions, but until we take it apart, we don't know for sure.
Yeah, we were pretty much running on only two cylinders, which is really odd because everything was ready to go.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah. I was impressed with that Passat because it was a diesel Passat and they showed up without a gas can because they got like over 700 miles to the tank full or something like that. And right. I've had one of those as a rental before. I made it to from Rhode Island to Syracuse and back and a whole week in Syracuse on the same tank of diesel fuel or whatever. And I was just really impressed that they came up with it. I don't think they were very competitive. On the course, I could be mistaken, but I just thought that was really ingenious to kind of see, you know, what would happen if you did that.
Mm-hmm. So that was a wagon, right?
It was the wagon one. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. That was, I saw that a lot on the track and, you know, they were moving at like, you know, quarter speed most of the time, which, you know.
But they didn't take any pit stops. So.
Right. Exactly. No, that's great.
Wow. What was the big camper thing? Like they made a camper on the
That was freaking hilarious. Yeah, yes. They made a truck camper. And it looked so retro when it went out there. And Blake, who's never seen a Lemons race before, he's like, what the heck is that?
I think that one's in one of the videos of, you know, at the end of the day when the cars were coming in, it might be in one of our videos.
Yeah, that was quite, I wasn't sure how long that camper piece was going to hold too, because I was looking at the separation between the actual truck and the camper piece was getting, every time it went by, it was getting a little bit wider.
Huge props to them for pulling that off.
It was ingenious.
My other favorite was the roadkill car.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Could you imagine how heavy that car got when that carpet got wet?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
What was that? Was it like an AC Pacer or something?
I think it maybe, and I'm not exactly sure, but I think it maybe at one point it was a Dumb and Dumber car.
Oh.
Maybe. And then they decided to make it roadkill. I'm not sure. But it's been around for a while. And didn't it go to Road Atlanta?
Yeah, sometimes it's not the best smelling car. It's all
I just can't imagine how wet it got. And what that must have been like.
How heavy it was.
And how heavy it was.
Indeed.
Yeah, there was some crazy stuff that was out there.
Captain's Log Supplemental.
Hey, Jeremy, you know those race cars you're busy building?
Yeah, I do. I got one that I'm looking at every day.
You know what? I don't see you working on.
You don't see me working on the amazing Sentinel system yet.
That's true. It would take all of 10 minutes for you to have one.
And it's very quick and easy to install.
It is. It is. And we could watch you when we are not at the race with you and see how you're doing. And then we can call you up when you get out of the car and tell you everything you did wrong.
And I love that because so many years I've been driving and not been able to see what I'm doing.
I know.
And now we can.
I know. You know what I'd like to do with the video? My most favorite thing is I take the video and I load it on YouTube and then I send it to my coach and say, look at 26 minutes and 17 seconds. Look at this one lap and tell me what I can do better. And every single time, you know what they say?
Everything.
Exactly. Precisely. So with the Sentinel system, you get instantaneous feedback plus useful feedback that unfortunately is accurate for my driving.
I think it's accurate for all of our driving.
Pretty much. Yeah, that's probably true. Yep. But you need to get one in your car, sir.
Yes, I do. And with the discount code that you're going to tell everybody, they can save 10% on this awesome system.
Yep. Trouble-free. I haven't had an issue getting video every time we've gone out with the Sentinel. It's always worked. Can't say the same for some of the other systems we've tried. So I don't know. It's on the podcast notes down there. Don't do it while you're driving, though. We like to have our listeners live. It's good. So did you guys learn anything either as a driver or as a team this weekend?
I think we got our pits up to a better standard, you know, like I think we'll keep improving it, but I think we learned a lot about the pit stops and working together better than we had before. Even though we succeeded at them before, but we're just getting better at that. I think we learned a little bit about how to make those flow nice, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The pit stops always go faster when you cheat. That's fine. It's fine. Yeah.
And I think that anything that we've done as a team, even with Ryan this time, if we actually talk about it or practice or do something before we actually go in and do it, we really do adapt really well and can get stuff done. It's, you know, sometimes things pop up that we focus more on, oh, we should have talked about that, and then just fix it, you know, and move and continue on, right? But when we do have that time beforehand, I'm really proud to be part of this. It's a really great group.
Well, I think it's easy with you guys because you're all like just so laid back, and you know, when things go wrong, we just have a good laugh and move on. And
it's all you can do. I mean, it's lemons,
right?
You just adapt. It's all about adapting.
We try to find ways to fit in, and when things go wrong, we seem to fit in better. So we're in good shape.
Pretty accurate. Yeah. I mean, nobody's going to make their mortgage. Even if you win the prize and they give you a check, you end up donating it to the charity anyway. So, you know, who cares? Mm-hmm. So
for our team, I had really high hopes because everything was just more prepared and I just didn't expect it to go the way it did.
That's too bad.
I was really sad. I was sad.
It was more for the people who came.
There are no bad days out the track.
What's that?
What are you doing next? Will it be ready?
Oh yeah, Monday. We have like two other engines, I believe. So I'm going to take the head off of one instead of just pulling ours. I mean, I'm going to pull ours and take a look at what happened, but I am going to go ahead and take that other head out and just go get it done.
What are you bringing to school? Your Miata?
Yeah, bringing the Miata.
Yeah, she was bringing me out of either way. So,
yeah, I was trying to prepare the seat because I have a seat insert, which I need to get a different seat insert, but it'll do for now. And the only thing I have to do is put oil in it. I just wanted to change oil from the last one because the car was never really run. The engine was never run. Yeah, so that's all I have to do. Just did a nut bolt on it.
Indeed. I had to leave early for work. Did you guys take the whiteboard that I planned on giving you guys?
Thank you so much. Yeah, we got it.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
Oh, that's not, no, that wasn't what I was asking. I was just making sure it got translated because it was, I wanted to bring them both and I couldn't fit them and without scratching them all up. So I'm like, well, I won't tell them it's theirs until we're done using it. So then I looked over at your little bitty whiteboard, and I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
It's not attached to it, though. You know, we're getting by.
Oh, it works. It's fine. So cool. Any improvements you guys need to make for the next race, either, you know, as a team, as a driver, as a car?
No, I mean, for me personally, on the team's behalf, I want to find a better video solution than GoPros. That's you know, reasonably affordable. Not to
insert
say
insert Sentinel flat, commercial now, Bill. Oh, sorry.
So that's kind of one of my little side projects to see what we can do, to get it going. You know, it's just we're trying to find the right solution for it. You know, it's kind of, remember when I was like, you know, 16, I spent, you know, $400 on a car, and I wanted to put a $2,000 stereo in, and I almost lost my the roof over my head because my father was going to kick me out. You know.
Yeah.
Well,
we tried doing it.
Yeah.
A bunch of different ways that were cheaper.
Yeah.
And then we just, you know, every season during the off season, Vicky's like, "What do you want to do next year?" Well, I was like, "What do you want to improve next year?" And Vicky's like, "I want to have video."
Yeah.
And then after 4 years, I'm like, it's cheaper just to buy the thing that works. And now she doesn't tell me that anymore. So
I just got to do some homework, and maybe, you know, we'll find out what the solution is. But
a 10% discount code for Sentinel is in the podcast episode notes right below. Anyway,
you can verbalize it for us.
If we've got two different codes for both companies, and I don't know which one's which. I just like saving our listeners money. That's fine. What about you, Mr. Bill?
I'm going to do some DE, so maybe I'll figure out where the line is.
Nice. Oh. That'd be fun.
It's always a good thing to know.
If I were to request, I would love it if all of you could come to the July pit race HPDE. I think it's like the 15th or 16th of July. It's whatever that weekend is. It's the highlight of the year for us as far as HPDEs go. So, and it's a pit race. So.
Well, thank you.
No worries. What about you, Max and Audra? What are you thinking?
I would probably like to try to improve on getting a little bit more sleep while being while there.
It's a good plan.
You had issues.
I mean, you know, sometimes the weather and things, you know, it's outside of your hands, but just like trying to get to bed earlier, I would like to try to do that. I mean, yeah. But you know,
I think that's midnight after, you know, once you get everything done at the garage, you get the car all set, then you go out and you get gas, and then you come back and you get everything organized the next day. All of a sudden, you know, like it's midnight. And you're like, well, I think I'll take a shower now. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you're spotlessly clean after doing all that too. Right.
Right.
Right. I mean, yeah, I would probably try to improve that. I mean, like actual race wise, I think we just need to keep doing what we're doing and kind of just keep developing our systems, you know, cause they seem to be working well.
We could stand to be a little bit more organized. Again, I would still like to see us with a better organization. I feel like I'm constantly arranging and rearranging.
Well, you mean like physical organization? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
We got the cleanup thing down thanks to Audra. I mean, you know, she's cracking that whip and, you know, things are ready to go when they were supposed to be, right?
I do my best.
Well, one thing I would say that you guys could do is once the last gas goes in the car, there's nothing stopping you from going to get gas and filling up your jugs then.
Right.
Well, that's true.
That's one less thing you got to do late at night.
Yeah, that we had mentioned that, trying to do that earlier on in our order of things. And even if we waited till after the, like that race day session, you know, while the car is cooling off before you're going to work on it,
like fun right
out. Yeah, you know, like just do it immediately, you know?
Yep. Or that, even better would be top it off and then do it immediately.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying.
Yeah.
Had a little electrical snafu that resulted in a trip to Walmart.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Was a delay.
Yeah, we melted.
Oh, what happened?
Cord. That was pretty cool. Never did that before.
What was that?
We melted an extension cord. Never did that before. Overloaded with the generator and a space heater. And it wasn't properly
rated.
Yeah, rated. So.
Ugh.
Bill told us what to get, so we went and I guess he had experience with things melting before, and so he told us what we needed, so we went and got a better cable, and then we were all set after that. But you know, it was pretty pretty wild. Like, the trailer filled up with smoke.
Oh no!
Extension cord. It was like it was wrapped up in a spool thing, and the whole thing just melted. Like the spool.
Oh god!
Extension cord.
You guys are very lucky. Your trailer didn't catch fire.
You know, we're lucky that Bill Fisher actually needed tape at that precise moment, because Max went to the trailer to get the tape.
Oh yeah,
that's when he found it.
Hey, oh my gosh!
Saving the day. Just saving the tape.
It's my job. You know, I do what I can.
But it was like melt. It was like from the inside out. It looked like it was melting. You know what I mean? Like,
it was nasty.
That's a nasty smell too. Way nasty. Anyway, well, it sounds like you guys had a good time at the event. I'm glad everything worked out.
Yes.
It was great.
I can't wait to go back there.
Right.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
This July. Just saying.
Yeah, it looks like we have that free.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
That's the one of that's the highlight one for us. So that'd be very cool. All right, excellent. So next race for you guys is NJMP?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's that? Like 7 to 8 weeks, right?
Something like that. It's less than 10. We saw the 10 email come through a while ago. So
it's less than
7 weeks.
Yeah. That'll be fun. Awesome. I'm glad you guys had a great time. It was, except for Friday weather, it was a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, it was good.
Great being there, spending time with you all and everybody else. It was a good weekend. It was a really good crew. We had a really nice crew. You know, even in our immediate area, everything went really, really, really nice. Met some good people.
Yep. And we had a garage on Friday, so that was the important thing.
Yes. Thank you.
My God, that was so cool. Even when, like, you just opened the door and the wind came through and it was wet, it was just like, oh, please close that door.
Oh my gosh. And Jennifer, like, when she was unloading, she fell going into the trailer and her leg fell in between the stairs going into the trail. And then she had a big crack, but I could have sworn she might have broken her leg, but she's lucky she didn't. But she ended up having like this big goose egg on her leg.
Huge.
And then, right? And then she was all scraped up. But being a nurse, she nursed it all up. And then the following day, we had left the awning out just a little bit. So she jumped up to go close the awning. And she fell and she smacked her head on the wall.
Oh, jeez.
At the same time. And I swear the girl looked like she was in a cage fight. I said, it wasn't racing. But at that point, she had given up. She's like, I'm done. It's just not going my way. And I'm just going to hide in bed right now. And that's all she did for part of the weekend, which is like, I'm afraid to step out. I keep hurting myself.
A poor thing. And we'll help keep an eye on her next time.
Oh, my gosh. She had the biggest goose egg on her forehead.
Oh.
She just kept laughing. She kept laughing because it was so ridiculous how she kept doing things to herself.
Oh, she wanted to go for that fighter pilot look, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Same character.
Intimidation tactic, you know?
That's right.
A bar fighter.
Right.
Can't take her anywhere. It's fine. Well, I'm glad you guys had a great time because, you know, it was a wonderful playing with you guys all weekend and paddocking next to you and watching you go round and round as our car went through its funeral procession. It was fine. It's fine. Don't wait for us. Just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
To soldier on.
Representing.
Somebody had to. And the only thing we need to do next time, we need to have positive temperature with no rain so that we can start doing our This Old Cars, because our This Old Cars fell a little short on this one. But
missed it. I had my shirts, my gimbal for the phone. I had everything.
Friday just sucked all the energy out of everybody. And then Saturday we survived. And then Sunday I left early. So season 2 still coming soon.
Awesome.
So thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.